On Hackaday last week, and on the podcast, we were talking about one of the educational toys of yesteryear that launched 1,000 careers, at least if the comment section is to be believed. The Radio Shack 200-in-1 electronics kit. The toy itself was basically a bunch of components with spring terminals, but the secret sauce was in the instruction book, and maybe the marketing. Tom had one of these when he was a kid, and told a great story about wanting it desperately based on the ads he had seen with kids Morse coding to each other. When he got the kit, and found out that it was just a bunch of wires, he was fully pissed off. But he worked through the examples, learned some basic electronics, and the rest is history. What I really love about this story is the siren's call of a good project. Tom was pulled in, and maybe even fooled, by the advertising, but it probably changed his life. It's funny how many of our folks can remember the first project that got them hooked as well. With me, it was some simple audio effects pedals, and then maybe later some simple beam robots. And for younger hackers, maybe it was a 3D printer or Arduino project. Digital or analog, the common ground here is that we all thought that some project was cool enough to warrant the sweat of learning enough to do it. Good instructions are helpful, of course, and having the parts on hand never hurts. But it's the promise of making something that you really want that I think underlies all good first projects. And heck, every subsequent project as well. So while Tom and a bunch of our readers were looking back with nostalgia at the 200-in-1, I'm thinking about how many more than 200 projects I've seen made by our community, and even featured here on Hackaday, that are out there to provide the motivation to get someone started. Keep on hacking. It didn't help me that I was colorblind, growing up with sickly parents who adopted me later in life. My dad did have a few magazines, but he was a second shift railroad man, which meant he was at work when I was let out of school. So I became a bookworm instead. Since my folks were depression babies, the youngest of their brothers and sisters, all my childhood memories were of endless trips to hospitals, nursing homes, and funeral homes. That poisons the can-do right out of you. If anything, I learned to hate the sound of the rotary telephone ringing. I wanted to smash it, in that it seemed every fourth call or so would start my mom to bawling over the latest disaster. Instead of learning the wonders of electronics, you instead learn to look for the next shoe to drop. My folks were not the most evolved people. They loved hee-haw and hated that I watched Star Trek, but they tried at least. I lost them both in my 30s,